Hello, and welcome to the Chuck's Anime Shrine podcast, where we talk about anime, video games, animation, and basically whatever else comes to our mind. With your hosts, Danielle Ambrosio, and me, Chuck Gaffney.
All right. Oh, jeez. All right, we're going to have to cut this out in the beginning.
Do we? Do we really have to? Okay. Hello, everyone. Don't laugh at me. Hello.
Oh, jeez. Hey, welcome to the Chuck's Anime Shrine podcast. Yes, well, actually, this would be the first one, sort of.
Kind of like trying it out.
So again.
Like a pair of shoes, just figuring out if it's good or not. You know, we walk around with it.
Yeah?
See if it slits on or it's too tight.
Well, this isn't the first time I've been trying to do a podcast. Actually, I think a while ago I did do a podcast, well, but I really just spoke into the mic and just put it up on my website, and that was it.
Really? And
it was stupid.
I feel like all you did, actually, no, you're like part of other people's like broadcasts, right?
Yeah, I was part of the, yeah, I've been part of
yeah,
other
you're
podcasts.
Mr. Popular here. I don't get invited to any freaking broadcasts of one, and I barely said anything.
That's all right. I seem like I'm invited to these things, and then they never talk to me ever again. it's like, oh, okay, yeah. See you later. Bye-bye.
So you're like a pair of heels that girls buy but only wear once?
Well, you know what it is that, you know, because of my scheduling with, you know, me working on a number of different things from the video game developing to working at my job and other things in our family and whatnot, I have a long gap in my knowledge of anime, and it's like yeah, I'll talk to you about Gurren Lagann, I'll talk to you about Sword Art Online, I'll talk to you about a few other animes, but if you start going on about like
Charlie?
The most newest ones,
Charlie, this is really depressing.
Why?
This is really depressing.
Why is this depressing?
Because you're such an adult now. I don't have time for your nonsense. Well,
it's not that. It's
I have things to do.
No, it's just sometimes I'm lost in the conversation. I'm like, I didn't see any of the season's anime. I guess I'm not going to really add to this podcast. And then they probably see that and they're like, okay, this guy's not invited for the next one.
Okay, let's talk about anime. What are you hoping for Dragon Ball Z?
The revival of Frieza?
What are you hoping that, what more to come, like your fanboy fantasy, like what are you hoping to see in the new stuff that's being made?
Well, we're already going to see that Frieza is going to have a new form in this. I mean, I just liken the fact that Akira Toriyama is back on, you know, making Dragon Ball Z again. And you got your foot on the stand. That's going to make this whole thing... people are going to be like,
it's
what the...
It's cold, all right? My feet are warm.
This thing's going to... This mic is sensitive.
All right, shut up. Go ahead, continue.
Everyone's going to be like, what the hell is that? This
Charlie, shut up and answer the question.
All right, no, I'm just... Oh, God. It's...
No, fuck.
I'm happy that Akira Toriyama is back because ever since Dragon Ball GT... back in the mid-90s, when, you know, he pretty much said, all right, I'm done. You know, I'm done with Dragon Ball Z for the most part. I mean, other than some of the game stuff that he did with Dragon's Quest and so forth. And, you know, it's good to see him back on, you know, even though I heard he forgot what, like, Android 18's hair color was and whatnot.
But, well, it's been a while.
Yeah.
And also when you create characters, and after a while, I think you also want to change how they look, too, because you get sick of it. You get so sick of looking at the same character design, you're like, I want to change the hair, the outfit.
Well, the newest movie with Barris, that was a very good... It felt like you did see the story arc of Dragon Ball Z change and mature, and the character development as well.
Yeah, that was good.
And I'm hoping to see a little bit... you know, see that more in the new one for next when it comes out in April of next year. Well,
Vegeta,
this 30 minutes, it's 2015.
Yeah, I hope Vegeta kicks some ass. I hope he, you know,
see Vegeta in it.
Yeah,
doing well, being
see Vegeta
more...
be the one that finishes the fight, or you know, he's the main hero. In, you know, and he's not the, you know, the second hero.
Well, one thing
I feel like now it's Goku, Vegeta, Piccolo. Somehow Tien will appear out of nowhere. Krillin gets fucked up. Yamcha gets his ass kicked, and then you never see him throughout the whole fight until the very end. And then, but he's not fighting; he's just standing there, going, "Damn, I remember when we used to do shit. remember when you fans used to like me? What happened?"
Well, they messed up Gohan. At least it seems. I don't know. He's just going regular Super Saiyan and not Mystic Gohan.
I don't give a crap about Gohan. Yeah, the only time I cared about him when he was a kid, and then the Cell Saga, that was it.
Yeah, well, that was
when we passed that, when he became a teenager. I'm like, I'm I hate this character now. Well, he's not like, what happened? You were so hot when you were like, what, 12?
Well, you can kind of,
how old was he? He was like 12, right? In the Cell Saga, he was like 12, and he was like the hottest thing ever. Like, every girl in high school wanted to do him, and now it's like, he's a high schooler, and he's like, he's not attractive anymore. What happened? What happened?
You can blame us fans, actually. Well, actually, not us American fans, because it didn't happen. This all happened before it even hit America. It was Akira Toriyama wanted to end the series he wanted to end it with Frieza, but the series is the manga.
I thought he wanted the series to evolve around Gohan.
Towards the end, well, yeah, he wanted then. That's why he killed off Goku at the end of Cell.
But all the fans wanted Goku back, so he brought Goku back.
So what he did is to appease the fans. That's where the Buu Saga came in, and he brought back Goku from after he killed him off during the Cell Saga, and then nerfed Gohan.
Can I ask you something? How do you feel about Buu? Because I don't like that character. I don't find him adorable. I don't like him. And you think I would like him because he's supposed to be cute, but I don't like him.
I guess he just adds to the variety of different allies that Z Fighters have, I guess, because, you know, it's...
I feel like he's just there. He doesn't do anything. He's just there.
Well...
He's just there!
He did help in the fight against Evil Boo when, you know, obviously he was split. Well, that's how he...
Oh, no, but who created Evil Boo? Boo?
But it was part of him.
Oh, let's take away from Piccolo's story.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. There seems to be some... because, you know what? I think the gap in Akira Toriyama being on the series, it allowed him to evolve and... himself, I think, over time. He being away from it allowed him to look back on it and be like, okay, this is how I can move it on to the next thing. And that's what I like about it. And that's what I want to see just him bringing back Frieza is amazing, because that's given a good callback to just the whole series. And Frieza, for a good while, was the main enemy of the whole series.
Well, the whole story arc, he's the main enemy.
For Dragon Ball Z, yeah.
Well, in Dragon Ball 2, because how did Goku end up coming to Earth?
Oh, yeah, true. It does tie into...
Yeah, it's all fucking Frieza, and I like that Future Trunks beat the shit out of him in, like, what, less than one episode?
Yeah, they still... I hope this gets mentioned in the movie, which I suppose I think comes out on April 18th, if I'm not mistaken. I'm just trying to...
The movie or the video game?
The video game comes out... about a month from now in February. But the movie, the Frieza revival, comes out April 18th, I believe. And it's in Japan, of course, and it'll take about a year before we see the English dub and everything, because of licensing.
Let's step back a little.
No more Dragon Ball Z stuff?
Well, let's talk about something else. What kind of figures are you hoping to see this year? Or like characters announcement that you're hoping that the studios will make into a figure.
Well, we got to see just before the end of the year Elsa and being turned into an Android, which us American retailers are not allowed to sell thanks to licensing, which is very weird. Being that that Good Smile Company didn't buy the international license, and so us U.S. anime retailers can't sell her, which makes no sense. That's a very popular IP. Come on. I mean, even though Frozen came out a year ago, it's still, like, crazy.
Tyler, you didn't answer my question.
I didn't. Again, I didn't answer. I dodged your question.
You did dodge my question. Is there no character you're hoping to see turn into, like, a really nice figure? Like, your wish list. Like, what is your wish list to see happen?
I would like to see... Well, this is like I was talking to you before. I would love to see a really good...
Sexy Tifa?
Sexy Tifa, yeah.
I would like to see that, too.
You know, the ones we've seen
so... She doesn't have to be naked. It's just, like, something, like, powerful and sexy and interesting and more detail to it. Because the figure that's coming out, she looks like, what, like, 35-year-old lady?
Well, she's... Square Enix has been very much on the...
Actually, she looks more like an action figure in America kind of style thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her face looks very old, and
the
quality looks like it's an action figure and then really a statue of the character.
That's been Square Enix's MO for a good while now. It's because they manufacture their own figures, or at least send it out to be manufactured.
It's cool, but they already did that figure already. It looks the same as the other ones.
It's just a little bit more expensive. I
want to see her in her red outfit. I want to see her in her sexy, you know, the dress thing she did.
I want to see Cloud. The purple dress.
I want to see Cloud in the purple dress. I'm sure that would sell like hotcakes. That would be hilarious.
It would. I would like it if it would be just...
You know what they all should do? It would be hilarious. just to be hilarious, you should have like all the guys dressed in the girls' outfits, and all the girls dressed in the guys' outfits. That'd be great. Wouldn't that be funny?
Oh, geez. Well, you can probably do that if it was given Nendoroids. You know, you could just pop the heads and change.
No, I mean like figures that have that. You know, it's like it's cute, but it's funny at the same. You know, it's a cute little moment kind of thing.
Well, we see that with cleaning version Levi from Attack on Titan.
I want to see things like that. That, you know, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I would like to see a more sexier, artistically sexy, I guess you should say, a Tifa Lockhart figure would be wonderful.
I would like to see that.
Long overdue.
I would also like to see a really cute and romantic pose of Sailor Mars and Sailor Moon together.
Yeah, like a dual figure of them together. Like Kota Bukia, it would be Bandai, but still.
Something like really romantic and really pretty. I would like to see that. I would like to see that happening. It's probably never going to happen, but I would like to see that. That'd be really pretty.
Yeah.
Or them in their wedding. That would be pretty, too.
The Sailor Moon figures, for the most part, have been sticking with the $30 to $40, you know, again, action figures. But they're nice.
But I mean,
they're nice
for the
price.
Statues,
but they're,
statues. I'm,
they don't have, yeah, like yeah. like Yadro figures, you know, kind of thing of Sailor Moon and Tuxedo Mask.
I would like to see that.
That would be nice. You know,
hint.
Yeah, you know, it would cost about $150 for the figure or so. But
I think fans would buy it because it's Sailor Moon. Anything Sailor Moon, people go crazy for.
Yeah.
Sailor Moon is like, it's so loved, and it doesn't matter how long the gap's been. The love is still there, and it's still
far.
Strong.
Oh, the Well, you saw it with when I got the Cutie Moon Rods.
They were gone.
It was gone instantly.
Thanks for saving one for me.
No problem.
Christmas.
It was, yeah.
I told my mom you got me that, and she's like, she rolled her eyes. And she's like, what do you do when you have kids? And I'm like, I'm going to make sure I'm going to lock it. It's going to be on a case, like the glass thing, and we're going to have a key for it. And I'm like, see that, child? Never. These are never going to be yours, even when I die. You might not get the key.
Danielle's laughing and blowing up the mic.
Shut up. You like my laugh.
We have the settings lower, but your laugh blows up the mic.
I can't help my laugh. I can't help it. That's why I don't laugh half the time. I try not to laugh at strangers, but I laugh out of being nervous.
It's okay.
I laugh over everything because I'm a loser.
No, you're not. No,
I'm a loser.
But
Sailor Moon makes me cool.
Yes. No, but there are parents now who have, you know, because I'm 31 and
But my mom's not.
They're all my age and they're all got kids and they're Sailor Moon fans.
My mom's not a nerdy person. My mom's not really into passionate about shows really, or she doesn't get into things like that. Like, she'll collect stuff like that. Like, she's never done that.
I don't think my sisters really got into a show and bought thing like everything. Like, they're so obsessed over it. And my sisters are not really like that either.
No.
I'm like that. I'm a freaking geek. I'm the weirdo sister. I'm the sister that my little sister was so embarrassed at one time when she was in her whole preteen years, and she was embarrassed about everything everyone did in the house, and she was so embarrassed when I dressed up as Yuna and we were going to the con. She was so embarrassed. She's like, "What are you doing? You're in high school. Why are you dressed up like that?"
Wait, who said that?
Katie
said that?
Yeah. Oh, God. I just bombed her. I just named bombed.
Oops. It's all right. Don't worry about it. Oh, no, but she, I can't believe she said that.
Like I said, she was in her preteen years. She was at that age where everything was embarrassing. Like, everything that was out of the ordinary, like, out of MTV was embarrassing. So she didn't understand, and I told her, I'm like, no one that you know is going to see me anyway, so why does it matter?
I went through that phase too, and I was back when I was wearing those gigantic jeans and everything. I was almost looking like a hipster.
We were in high school, we were hipsters.
Hipsters? I had the big jeans.
Not the skin tight jeans. I'm not talking about the fashion now. What hipster, like, you know, the definition of being a hipster.
Yeah.
We were such outcasts. We didn't belong to anyone. Our style was different.
Yeah.
Our mindset was different. Things we wanted to do was different. We were like out there. We were in the distance. Somewhere.
Well, being an anime fan in the late 90s, early 2000s in America, even here in New York too, was like, what? It was like, what is that? You know, watching those Japanese cartoons, you know.
Yeah, but somehow everyone knows about the hentai thing.
Yeah,
Everyone know about that?
Even then.
I was like, what the hell? Wait, so you know about the hentai thing, but you don't know about the anime thing. I'm like, anime and hentai are different. Not by much, but there's different.
there's a difference.
I think there's more difference now than it was then, because I guess because I haven't seen enough lately. I haven't seen enough, like...
Yeah.
Well, Ichi stuff, I haven't seen
back in the late 90s, you can easily tell that the same studio that did Yu Yu Hakusho was also drawing the Blue Girl and so forth. It was like the same animation.
A lot of the old anime would show, like, boobs and girls, you know, body parts and stuff.
Yeah.
And they didn't cover it. Now, in every anime, they cover it. They cover it with the light.
The fog, something
covers it. And it's weird how we went
ass backwards.
Went to being mature about
the female form,
female
particularly.
To being prude. We're being prude about it. It's really, it upsets me. It does. It really upsets the shit out of me. I'm like, why? It's an art piece. Why are we covering it? Like, should we have light covering my body when I take a shower? Somehow, make sure there's the fog machine.
I mean,
me or don't I change?
I mean, the way that
somehow
anime gets censored
fog
today.
In my room.
The way the anime gets censored today, if you would, it'd be funny if someone edited this. You know, took the old transformations of Sailor Moon, and just before they put on the clothes, when they're kind of transparent, you can see their form. Just suddenly have the black bars across the screen, or the smoke, or the light across it. It's like, oh, can't show it. Now, you know.
That's pretty funny.
Because that's what it's become. It's weird though, because I've seen some GIFs, and you see some funny perverted stuff in the anime that is definitely meant for perverts, perverted things, which is so funny. I like the fan service stuff, honestly.
Well,
I think it's great.
That wasn't really meant to be perverted in the show, like nudity. It wasn't meant to be, you know, sexual.
It was an artistic thing.
Right. Especially in Sailor Moon, it was seen as being pure.
Right.
It was when, you know, being pure is being nude, and that's when Sailor Moon in her final form, she's nude, but there's
she's
no
an angel, but there's no detail.
Yeah,
in that.
But there's yeah. no detail. She's like a doll. She's right. pretty much a doll.
But you know, today it's weird because you'll still get like I said the there's still the fan service animes that have the panty shots and the face going into the boobs and there's the jiggle moment and everything.
Yeah, we still get that, but we don't see any detail on them anymore. We don't see the boobs. We don't see the nipple. We don't see the boob. We don't see anything. Like what?
Well, yeah. And then if you go look at like Yu Yu Ha,
if you look at Muyo older or something, anime, really really older anime, you see everything. You see the boob, and it's not the end of the world.
Right. You know, it's like a shower scene, and okay, there it is, whatever. But
guess what? People have boobs.
it's weird because, you know, we were seeing things starting to become less conservative, like, and now everything's getting more prudish again. But also, too, from Japan has, of course, its laws with different things, and people get in trouble with it. But you also have I lost my train of thought with that.
You want to change the subject?
I was thinking about the boobies. No, just kidding. I lost my train of thought.
Maybe that's why they covered.
They covered it up.
They're like, boys can't think.
No.
They can't pass their exams.
No. Not at all. No, it's just the, yeah. That's what I was going to say. The Blu-ray discs will supposedly have none of the streaks in there, from what I hear. I haven't really been buying the Blu-rays or anything. Just, you know, we watch it on Netflix. We watch stuff on Crunchyroll. And
we're poor, that's why. Ladies and gentlemen,
but when you watch it on there, you see it's censored still, which is messed up because, you know, you're paying for it, and if you're the right age, it should be fine to watch.
They tell you the age, you know, the appropriate age for people to watch it.
It's odd, too, because you'll see stuff on Netflix also where there's some independent stuff on Netflix that's borderline porno. It's definitely Skinamax stuff. But then you go to the shows that you watch on TV and they'll still bleep out fuck or shit and stuff. And it's like, wait a second.
Yeah, censorship is really weird. It's weird.
By the way, we curse.
It's really weird.
Run for the hills.
We're all over the place. It makes no sense.
I do women and children.
Because Boondocks can say the N-word.
Yeah.
They can say the N-word.
Right.
But they can't say, like, the F-word.
Yeah.
So that's really weird. It doesn't make sense.
Also, considering what time it's on at night. Like, if it's on... Well, Boondocks goes on at night at around 11:30. It's one of the first things they show on Toonami. And it's kind of in between Adult Swim and Toonami,
but isn't
really
the N-word worse than F-word?
In my opinion, yes, it can
right?
be.
Right? I thought it was worse. Is it not worse anymore? Or are we just going?
I don't know. Yeah, well,
it doesn't matter.
But it is funny. It is hilarious the way
the
Boondocks does it.
I'm not talking about the comedy behind it. I'm talking about censorship. Like, they can say the N-word, but they can't say the F-word. That's a little weird, right? Just me? Is it just me?
it triggers all those 30-year-old mothers now, like, on Cartoon Network.
Oh, and another thing, it's okay for us to show violence on, regular TV show has violence, but showing any parts of nudity is a no-no here. But if you go to other, like in Europe, violence is a no-no, but nudity is A-okay.
It's kind of the same a little bit in Japan, too, a bit, to a point. Even despite what we said about that, there's still more liberty when it comes to nudity. Violence, even in Japan at times, too. We've seen it in some animes that they'll blatantly cut it out, especially if it's aired on TV, or they'll, you know, they'll similarly, like they do on the streaming, the violence will be kind of censored as well, and then on the Blu-ray you'll see the full violence as well.
Well, since we're in violence, what's your favorite violent anime?
Favorite violent anime?
Yeah, that you've seen. Oh. It can be anything. It can even be Dragon Ball Z. It can be anything.
Oh, there was a good violent anime, and now I just lost it.
You lost it? Yeah, all right, I'll tell you mine.
There was one that was, I remember.
Mine
from,
is
it was an
School
older
Days.
One. School Days?
That's
really
my favorite violent anime.
Wasn't it only violent at the very end?
Yeah.
That was it? But, the very, everything else wasn't violent. But, it was just, it was like watching
but
the, a...
But what led on to it was brilliant. Like, it made sense. I know there's going to be people that disagree with it, but from someone that likes literature and stuff, yeah. It completely makes sense the way it went down.
Yeah. Oh, and we're looking at the time here. We're 3 minutes until 2015.
Oh, my God.
As we're
God.
Recording this. I don't know if we want to stop this podcast and be like, hey, look at Times Square, and get back to over here. You know, because it's...
Do you want to
stop? I don't know. Well, yeah, you know what? We'll see. How long have we been speaking for? About 25 minutes or so, but,
okay,
you know.
So we'll have a part two maybe we'll
probably
or tomorrow.
Even though, honestly,
You can think of your most favorite violent anime.
But we don't, you know, even though we live in New York, we're, you know, we're like on Long Island and stuff, we don't really care too much about the New Year's Eve stuff too much. We're like every other anime fan is like, yay, okay, and all right, we're back to watching anime, playing video games and everything. Chances are I might even go start playing like Grand Theft Auto 5 tonight or something, you know. Everyone's partying and watching the
everyone has life stuff. But me. Yeah. Friends, no.
Anime, yes. Video games, yes. Friends on that, yes.
Yeah, nah.
But not in person. Online. Yeah, we're all speaking online. Anyways, I guess we're going to get going, and...
we'll see you later, and hopefully Charlie can remember which Violent anime he likes.
Yeah, if I can get out of my boob-induced Alzheimer's.
We'll get back to that. We love you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.